This is LBC with Matt Fry.
So here's a story. A billionaire from New York City wants to enter the presidential race. Perhaps this billionaire has filed paperwork ahead of a deadline for the Democratic primary election in Alabama. Alabama's deadline is much earlier than others, and which is why he's filed his name now in Alabama. That billionaire is not called Donald Trump. He is called Michael Bloomberg, the media mogul. What an extraordinary story. Another billionaire from New York possibly running in a presidential race against an incumbent billionaire president from New York. Although, of course, now from Florida, he's moved down to Florida, has Donald Trump. Let's make sense of it all by talking to the one and only Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, who joins us very early in the morning, as ever, on the East Coast. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Matt. I have pulled the first espresso of the day, so hopefully this will all make sense.
You're fired up.
Because there is a difference. Yes, there is a difference, of course, between Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg in that Michael Bloomberg has not yet sort of glided down a golden escalator in New York City to make any kind of an announcement. He did file that paperwork yesterday in Alabama, which allows him to be on the primary ballot in that state.
Just in case.
And he appears... Just in case, but people close to him say that he is edging towards the decision to get into the presidential race. He's getting in relatively late. I mean, of course, in British terms, it's insane, isn't it? The American election is still a year away. But at this point, Michael Bloomberg appears to be planning, if he gets into the race, not to be on the ballot in those key early primary and caucus states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, but to keep his powder dry for Alabama. That's a fairly risky strategy. But the mere fact that he's flirting with all of this is indicative of the feeling that many Democrats have across the country when they look at the tableau of candidates currently on offer. They've seen these endless debates that have taken place on television, multi-hour, sometimes multi-night events, because there are so many candidates running, and they're just not particularly inspired by Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and all the rest. Is Michael Bloomberg the man to make their hearts palpitate? Are they hearing celestial music at the very mention of his name? Well, I think that remains to be seen. But also what remains to be seen is whether he's the only person who's going to get into the race at this relatively late stage, or whether there are others out there who are equally thinking that Democrats... uninspired, are a potential marketplace to offer something new and different.
Now, of course, the other difference between Michael Bloomberg and Donald Trump is that Michael Bloomberg is an awful lot richer. I mean, he's, I think, the 14th richest man in the world. He's, I think, the third or fourth richest man in the United States. But money apart, I've spoken to him a couple of times. We've done a couple of interviews, and I've asked him this question. This was in a previous election. I said, are you going to get in the race? There was a rumor that he might in 2016. And he said, I am not going to enter this race because I don't think I can win. He obviously thought that Hillary Clinton then was too strong a candidate. And they were treading on similar turf. He clearly feels that the Democrat race, apart from not being particularly convincing at the moment, has also moved too far to the left. But is he missing a point there? Has America, this is my question, has America moved more to the left than perhaps some of us think it has?
Well, look, I think Democrats may well have moved more to the left, perhaps more to the left than the rest of America, which may become the narrative of the Democratic presidential candidacy once someone emerges. Michael Bloomberg was thinking of getting into this race much earlier on, but then reportedly concluded that Joe Biden had sewn up the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, and he didn't think it was worth getting in because he assumed at that point that the race was won.
As he did with Hillary Clinton once upon a time.
Exactly as he did with Hillary Clinton. And I think we've all seen that the Joe Biden that is showing up for campaign rallies and television debates today is not the same Joe Biden that we were all seeing 4 and 8 years ago. He doesn't have the fire in his belly anymore. He doesn't seem able to express the same kind of charisma that he used to demonstrate. He's an older man. He's slowed down. And he's now, in Iowa at least, running fourth in the opinion polls with Elizabeth Warren streaking into the lead there. She, of course, is, along with Bernie Sanders, you know, the standard bearers of the left in the Democratic Party. And for her, someone like Michael Bloomberg, with the amount of money that he's got, the track record of business success, but also the track record of business controversy and controversy on some issues when he was mayor of New York City, that's a tremendously tempting target for her, because it will allow her to say to the Democratic Party, is this the kind of guy, this millionaire who at one point was a Democrat, then he ran for the mayoralty in New York as a Republican, he's been an independent, now he's coming back to the Democratic Party. Is this really the guy that we want to be our party's standard bearer in November of next year? Donald Trump on the other side, and clearly
he's also chopped and changed parties a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah, but clearly the differential in their wealth sticks in Donald Trump's craw. I mean, you could see that yesterday when Donald Trump was already dismissing Michael Bloomberg as little Michael. He's done nothing, you know, since running one of the most successful financial services and news companies in the world. He's done nothing. He's gone nowhere. And Trump yesterday also hinted, darkly, I thought, at difficulties in Michael Bloomberg's personal life. He's got personal problems, he said yesterday, which was the first indication of where Donald Trump might take the narrative if Michael Bloomberg were to enter the race and were to become the Democrats' candidate.
A billionaire off, perhaps. Who knows? Trump versus Bloomberg. Simon, thank you very much indeed. And thanks to all of you for calling in. Thanks to all the guests. Thanks to all you listeners. It's been a fabulous 2 hours. Coming up at 12, it's Majid Nawaz.